English language is an unusual beast. I like the no offence statement. I don't know what genius came up with this, but, you know, I wanted to actually start with that. No offence, but you are one great big fat bastard. You just sit at home all day eating cakes. Look at your ass, it's fucking the size of a car, for fuck's sake. She then got offended. Said, oh, what are you calling me out for? Hit me in the handbag. I said, what the hell do you think you're doing? She just called me a fat bastard. Yeah, so? I said no offence. You nodded. That's a legally binding statement. No, it's not. Well, it isn't technically, but it's on the street law, it is. I mean, what? Such a genius thing, hey man. If I just say no offence, I can just wade in with anything. Lay in there, anything, I can say anything I want. And they won't be able to get offended because I said no offence. How the fuck does that work, exactly? It's sort of another one I sort of follow. This is an unspoken one, almost. Is that if a woman is dressed in a short top, jubblies, you know, on display, short skirt, she is asking for it. She? Yeah, if she gets raped, that's not the bloke's fault, because she was asking for it. How do you work that one out? Who came up with this defence? Oh, okay, she's asking it. What did she say? Oh, nothing. Right, so didn't say anything about being raped. Oh no, not at all. She was asking to be raped, but oh yeah. Oh, look at that dress. If you wore that dress, would you be asking for it? Oh no. What the f- what's this all mean? It's crazy. I mean, you know, you could use the idea. Noel Edmonds. He's asking to be whacked with a huge wet bass fish. Another word I like is, she's gagging for it. Now what? The bloody hell does that mean exactly? Gagging. If a girl's gagging, she's not usually for it. I don't understand. I can't possibly think where it comes from. I don't know how gagging would be like looking forward to anything.
That clip was from the comedy podcast Hosk's Half Hour. I suggest you go and check out more now.